Milwaukee Brewers lost a series for the first time this season, dropping a 5-0 decision to the Red Sox at Fenway Park today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. After the Brewers won the series opener, the Red Sox took the next two in the series, Brewers managing just 4 hits off of Sonny Gray in the loss. He went 6 1/3 innings to pick up his second victory of the season. Shane Drouin taking the loss in his major league debut for the Brewers. He surrendered 3 runs in 2 2/3 innings. Thursday's an off day for the crew before they host Washington on Friday night at AmFam Field. Elsewhere in the majors this afternoon, San Diego down Pittsburgh by a score of 8-2. Cleveland over Kansas City 10-2. There's a number of games in progress. Former Brewers manager Davey Lopes passed away today at the age of 80 after a battle with Parkinson's. Lopes posting a record of 144 and 195 in his 2+ seasons in Milwaukee. He was fired when the 2002 team started 3-12. As a player, Lopes, a 4-time All-Star during his 10 years with the Dodgers, he played in 4 World Series, winning 1 title with LA. He also won a World Series as a coach with the Phillies. Hockey Badgers take on North Dakota in the Frozen Four semifinals tomorrow afternoon in Las Vegas. Badger coach Mike Hastings.
You address it, you talk about it, and they understand how important Thursday is to first and foremost themselves, their families, the program, and you know they want to do this for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, the guys that are in that locker room.
Football Badgers continue spring drills in Madison, doing so with a new quarterback in Colton Joseph. He talked about the challenge of coming to Wisconsin.
You know, every program is different, so it was definitely a lot to adjust to find a new routine and find just the little details within the building to, you know, getting the meetings on time, getting out here to get warmed up, just find a new routine to get out here and get practice started. But it's been fun.
NBA Bucks on the road at Detroit tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.